Republican presumptive nominee John McCain probably wishes that his campaign was on fire, but in the summer doldrums, it's hard for any of the candidates to hold the headlines for very long. This week, a whirlwind trip to Colombia and Mexico for talks with heads of state. Am I talking about George W. Bush? No, that is what John McCain is doing this week. He's on the road to Colombia on Tuesday, that's today, and Mexico later this week. He will have high-level talks. What is the idea? Is he honing his message and honing his image in the midst of a sort of doldrum campaign season for politics in the United States? Laura Meckler, covering the McCain campaign for The Wall Street Journal, joins us and will be tagging along with John McCain all week long. Laura, thanks for being here.
Sure. Good to be here.
It seems like there's a number of missions for John McCain in these weeks. Number one, to project that he responds quickly to attacks from the Obama campaign or attacks from so-called Obama surrogates. And also, he's trying to hone his image from a variety of snapshots that we've gotten so far. And I'm just wondering if there's a strong one and the campaign believes that McCain has a real strong suit that he should be focusing on at this point.
Well, I think you put it well, which is that the campaign views one of his greatest strengths is his ability to come off as a statesman, somebody who really is comfortable on the world stage. And to that end, he is doing a lot of foreign travel. He's already been to the Middle East. He's been to Europe. A couple weeks ago, he was in Canada, and now South America and Mexico. So he's really trying to project this image of somebody who is comfortable, who's a grown-up, who's a leader, who can be on par with the world's leaders.
What do campaign strategists say are the challenges of making sure that those images, those pictures, those trips make it into the consciousness of voters? I mean, they're not the biggest stories in the news these days.
Well, that's something that John McCain has been fighting for a while now. You know, he basically wrapped up his nomination in February, and there was a very exciting Democratic primary going on, so they were fighting for coverage for a long time. You know, it's, in a way, things are looking better for him, but it's true. I don't think that this is the kind of thing that Americans are going to open up their newspapers and go, what? You know, I just don't think it's going to break through on that kind of level. On the other hand, they say that this is the week before a holiday. Americans are on vacation. They don't really paying attention to politics anyway. It's not like they're losing a big opportunity.
Laura, I'm going to play you a bit of tape that I'm sure you're familiar with, and I'm going to ask you a question, all right?
Okay.
Stand by.
Well, I don't think riding in a fighter plane and getting shot down is a qualification to be president.
That, of course, is General Wesley Clark criticizing John McCain, who, of course, was shot down in Vietnam and became a prisoner of war. Do you think Wes Clark, Laura, did John McCain a favor by saying that, or is that some sort of criticism that really stings him?
I think it actually was a bit of a favor. The McCain campaign wasted little time in highlighting those remarks in the sense of being outraged by the remarks, but gathering a large number of supporters of his own to defend his military record. But, you know, even though they're talking about it in terms of defense, in fact, any day that they can talk about his military experience, they view as a good day on the campaign. So the fact that they are able to sort of take this pose as a victim, if you will, really works well to their strategy.
We should note that Barack Obama has suggested that the remarks were perhaps inappropriate, although Wesley Clark is standing by his alleged criticism. I guess I don't know what you would call
it
there.
Right. I mean, you know, Clark didn't say that this disqualified him for president. He was just saying that this is not the same as leading, leading a battalion. It's not the same as commanding troops into battle.
Well, it disqualifies him for being a pilot for American Airlines, perhaps.
That's
the idea.
True. He has lost his wings.
Let's talk about the foreign trip that we alluded to at the beginning of our discussion here. Mexico and Colombia. There are specific reasons why he's going to Colombia. He and Barack Obama differ on this proposed free trade pact that the Bush administration is pushing. How important is it for John McCain to be perceived as, taking positions that are at odds with Barack Obama?
Well, I think that they certainly want to highlight the areas where there are differences, and they think they have a winner on this one. Polling shows that there's actually a lot of skepticism about globalization and free trade, but the campaign really believes that this is a winning issue if presented in the right way. So they are definitely going to be talking about Colombia. They talked about the NAFTA when they were in Canada a couple weeks ago, and they're definitely going to be talking about the Colombia Free Trade Agreement this week.
Maybe this is totally off base, but Laura, is what's McCain's mood these days? Is he the jolly fellow of yore, or is he much more buttoned up than you're familiar with?
You know, I don't think he's in a bad mood. I think he still can be loose, but they definitely have taken a little more control. It's become a much more controlled campaign than it was in its heyday. I think that's, and by heyday, I mean heyday for reporters, in the sense when it was just sort of a, you know, easy access every single day. You know, he still does take a lot of questions from the press, but it's just not at the same level that used to be. You know, he did just unveil a new plane yesterday, which has an area on it to meet with reporters, much like the you know, the so-called Straight Talk Express.
The Straight Talk Lounge. The
Straight Talk Lounge
on the plane.
We're expecting drinks.
Well, have fun in the lounge, and be sure to have ice with those drinks. Laura Meckler covering the McCain campaign for the Wall Street Journal. If you have an idea of what should be McCain's strong suit, what should he be leading with, what's the best card in his deck, you can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. We'll read your responses.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.